Life is full. It's full of beautiful moments, hard moments, and a whole lot of mundane in between. Often we find ourselves going through the motions, and we end up seeing mostly the hard, mostly the boring, and failing to see the good in our days at all. With Intention is a podcast about changing the narrative. I'm your host, Desiree, and I'm no expert at living intentionally. I'm just here to share my personal learnings alongside stories from others about how we're learning to see the beauty in the mundane, celebrate our beautiful, ordinary, everyday lives, and approach every aspect of them with intention. We'll talk about things like motherhood and family, reflecting and taking care of ourselves, our work, our homes, all the things that make up our days. My hope is that you'll leave our conversations reminded that our beautiful, hard, ordinary, mundane days, this messy life, it's full of good and it's full of purpose and it's meant to be lived well with the utmost intention. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get to today's episode. Welcome back to With Intention. It has been a while. You might have noticed that I took an unannounced, 1 month break from the podcast if you are a regular listener, and I'm so excited to be back. That was an unplanned break. I kind of realized halfway through it that I needed it and made it a little bit more intentional instead of just, you know, skipping weeks because I couldn't keep up. But it was the end of the school year for me. I just finished my first year back into teaching after 3 years off. I am a virtual teacher, if you haven't heard me talk about that on previous episodes. But that is finished up for the summer, and I am so excited to get back to regular podcasting. And we are starting with a guest episode today, which I think couldn't come at a better time. The weather is heating up, and sometimes that can make us feel uncomfortable with the choices that are in our closets. Today I'm talking to Jamie Baker, and she specializes in helping women, specifically moms, find their personal style. She's going to talk more about that and why it's her passion. And I do think this episode is going to help you whether you are a mom or not, as women, our bodies fluctuate for a number of reasons, no matter if we've had kids or not. And sometimes it just feels so hard to dress ourselves in a way that we can feel confident and comfortable, especially in this current season of summertime. Today's episode is going to apply to any season, so if you happen to be listening in winter 2022, this will still relate as well to you right now. So we are talking all about our closets and creating a uniform, which we talked about years ago on this show, but this time we're talking about it not just to have less in our closets, but so that we have a curated closet that is full of clothes that make us feel good in our current bodies. As women, we feel like we need to measure up to these impossible beauty standards, and that reflects in the way that we feel frustrated by getting dressed, frustrated by going shopping. And I hope today's conversation is a breath of fresh air, but also super helpful and actionable in helping you find clothes that make you feel awesome in the body that you have right now, because you deserve to feel that way. Let me just quickly tell you a little bit more about Jamie before we dive into today's episode. So she lives in Virginia with her husband and her 3-year-old son and a baby on the way due basically next week. Jamie is a former Hollywood stylist who pivoted her career to helping women postpartum and beyond. She realized too many moms were frustrated with closets full of nothing to wear. So she created a business that serves them and helps them get dressed. She empowers busy moms with confidence to crush their everyday goals through curated wardrobes. And I know you are going to love her. You're going to love everything she has to say today, and it's going to help you take action afterwards. So let's dive right into my conversation with Jamie. Okay, well, I'm so excited today to have Jamie Baker on the podcast, and we are going to be talking all about just personal style, fashion, and just feeling comfortable and confident in our clothes, which I think is such an important topic for right now. But before we dive into all of that, Jamie, can you tell our listeners just a little bit more about you, who you are, what you do?
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and chat with your listeners. I am a personal stylist, and I pivoted my business to styling moms when I had my son about when I was pregnant, so about 4 years ago. Before that, I was a stylist in Hollywood, and I worked on red carpet and movies and all these things that look really great for the resume, but they were not fulfilling to me as a professional at all. I don't get anything from seeing my name in a print or on a TV screen. It was like cool one time, but the job itself is not fulfilling. And when I pivoted from that to personal styling, I saw the reaction in women when they looked in the mirror and they had asked questions like, is this really me? Can I really pull this off? Can I take a picture of myself? And I was like, this is what I need to do. And then when I pivoted to styling moms, it was even more of an impact because I know it's that much harder to navigate getting dressed after your body and your life just totally changes within a matter of months. And seeing that reward and knowing firsthand what it's like to have to change everything about getting dressed after you birth a child or even adopting a child, your whole lifestyle changes and what you wear needs to change. So now I focus on styling moms all over the world and it's super fun.
Well, I love that. I love your mission and I love your passion to help women, especially moms, kind of just show up and feel confident on a daily basis. It's really cool to find out that you started in Hollywood and kind of are feeling way more fulfilled just like dealing with the everyday person instead of like celebrities and seeing your name on a screen. So I want to know though, you know, why has this become such a passion of yours? Like what, you talked about it a little bit, but what was the difference? Why is this important to you?
When I had my son, I remember pregnancy was really easy for me. I was like, what's the big deal? I mostly could just size up in clothes and they were fine. I did not get really, like my bump didn't get that big. So I didn't really get the whole thing of pregnancy is so hard to get dressed. And then postpartum hit. And never in my life had I worn high-rise jeans. And I discovered high-rise jeans after having a C-section. And I had a vacation to go to. We were flying to California. My husband and Max was 5 months old. And we were meeting grandparents, aunts and uncles, parents, all of that. And I wanted to feel good. I'm launching my new career and going into full-time stylist. Once I had Max, I was like, okay, this is going to be my full-time job. So I can't go on a vacation and not get dressed, right? I can't just like wear sweatpants. And so I went to the store and I was like, I'm going to buy clothes that fit me. And I go in and I find Good American jeans and they're high rise. And I was like, okay, this is strange. The girl handed them to me. I'm like, she must think I need these. So let me go try these on. They changed my life. They were three sizes bigger than I was pre-pregnancy. They were three times the amount I wanted to pay. But when I put them on, there was no turning back. I was like, I feel like me in these. And I was trying to put on my jeans that cut me in half that were like a mid-rise. And that just did not work with this new squishy belly I had. And I had no idea how to deal with that. And I was like, okay, this is what moms are talking about when they wear high-rise jeans. And then I had to find shoes that fit for like carrying around a baby and pushing a stroller. And I wasn't wearing, you know, really tall wedges or high heels or anything anymore. And I didn't want to wear training sneakers. So I had to find an in-between and find a way for shirts to work with nursing and traveling and being at home most of the time instead of going into an office job. And going through that process myself, I was like, wow, this is really difficult. This is very, very different from just being the same size my whole life and knowing what works and what didn't work. I have to think about, am I going to need to feed a child? Am I going to need to get on the ground and play? Am I going to need to chase somebody once he became a toddler? And I thought, if I'm having a hard time with this as a professional stylist, how are everyday women navigating this? Would that have no clue of how to go from pre-baby to post-baby? And so I decided to create a business just solely around that, like really figuring out what your body needs to get dressed. Like, what size are you today? Not like, oh, I want to bounce back, which I hate that phrase. But it's what so many moms were waiting to bounce back before they got dressed, which could, you know, you're thinking, oh, like in 6 months I'll get dressed, which 6 months is a long time to hate everything about getting dressed every day. But most moms were waiting like 5 years and they still hadn't quote unquote bounced back. And I really found so much fulfillment in helping women realize you have to get dressed every day. Why not do it today for the weight you're at, the lifestyle you have? And then you can just get dressed without frustration and go about your day, and your clothes are functional and stylish, and then you don't think about it anymore. You just live your life. And getting feedback from that just really changed my whole business.
I think that any mom can relate to that. Like, just the idea of our bodies change and they don't typically go back. Even if we lose the baby weight, our bodies are still different. I remember not wanting to wear a dress for like 3 years because everything, I mean, unless I wore like the tightest, I don't know, whatever shapewear, it's like everything just feels like it's out under there. I don't know, you know, your belly's squishy, like you said, and it doesn't just firm back up that quickly or easily. And it takes a long time. I know, you know, my daughter's almost 4 and it's taken me until probably like this summer to really start to feel more comfortable and feel more confident. And a lot of that is finding new clothes, kind of like you said, or just finding clothes that fit me well. So let's talk more about that. You talk a lot about the mama form, and am I saying that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought so. Tell us a little bit about what that is, what it means, and why we should have one.
Yeah. Life is overwhelming, whether you have no kids, one kid, or 5 kids, right? So once you introduce kids into the mix, it just doesn't make any sense to make your clothing any more complicated. Let's start simplifying. So I found the term momiform and I just decided to trademark it because I'm like, this is genius for a mom to simplify her wardrobe. Let's call it a momiform. It's like a uniform for moms, not like you have to wear the same thing every day. It's also not a capsule wardrobe. I call it capsule-ish because I hate rules with fashion. Don't tell me I can't shop. Don't tell me that if I love and have a budget for a pair of shoes, I can't buy it because I already bought 3 pairs this season. So I like to make it a little bit fun without the rules, but also make it super simple. So a momiform is a curated, cohesive wardrobe for a mom. And I believe that you should do it by season and that everything in your closet should go together. Now, if you have like a wedding to go to or a vacation, that's totally separate. But for your everyday life, everything in your closet should be cohesive. It should all work well together. And every single piece you look at when you open those doors should fit you right now today. Like, you could put that on and it would feel good.
I think that is the most impactful part of it for me, is just this idea that if it doesn't fit you, it shouldn't be in your closet. If it doesn't fit you right now, what do you say to someone who says like, yeah, but I paid for this and I really like it and I would like to fit back into it sometime. Like, what, I'm sure you've heard that. So what do you tell someone who's feeling that way about maybe one thing or a lot of things in their closet?
So many times. Oh my goodness. This is probably my most asked question. I stick true to everything that's in front of you hanging in your closet or in the drawers that you go to daily should fit you today. If you are editing out your closet and you think, okay, I'm just not going to keep this in front of me, but I'm going to hold on to it until I do lose the weight and see if I fit back into it, that's fine. If you really can't get let go of it, you are postpartum, that doesn't really count for like trying to lose weight. That's just postpartum, it's just a season. If you've been talking about losing 10 pounds for 3 years, just get rid of it. And by the time you do lose the weight, if you do, that's awesome. If you don't, it's fine. But those clothes will probably be out of style 3 years from now. Like, you've been talking about it for 3 years, it's going to take a little bit. We're not 22 anymore. Go on a week long diet and lose 5 pounds. That's not a healthy way of life anyway. So go ahead and get rid of it and let go and reward yourself if and when you do lose the weight, and buy pieces that fit you then that are fresh and new and exciting to put on. So I'm not saying go all Marie Kondo and like, if it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. Because, you know, I need these bras and these Spanx and all of these things that don't necessarily bring me joy, but they're great for my wardrobe. So you have to edit it with intention. And it doesn't mean you have to give it all away or, you know, sell it all. Just put it in a bin and put it in a different closet, under a bed, in the attic, in a storage, somewhere out of sight, out of mind. Because what you're doing every day when you look at clothing that doesn't fit you is you're talking negatively about yourself. And that's a huge mental load. Think of just the postpartum season alone, the first few months, every day thinking, oh, I wish I could fit into that. Remember when my belly wasn't squishy and I could fit in that? That is not something we need postpartum. And then think if it goes a few years, how many days you sit there and you talk negatively and wish you were someone that you weren't, or wish that your body was better than it was, and you judge yourself. It's just such a toxic mental place to be. It sounds so simple because it's just clothes, but it will make the biggest impact on your life.
I think, you know, postpartum is a time where we're dealing with so many mental struggles to begin with. And so we don't need that on top of it. But even personally, I have, for the past year, I got consistent with working out and my body changed. And I had in my mind that I would maybe fit back into old things that I had, or I would lose a bunch of weight. But now at 30, I didn't really lose weight. My body still changed a ton. I can see the difference. And my body kind of shaped in a whole different way that I still don't fit into those clothes. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, am I going to sit and be mad at myself and mad at my body, who is like growing stronger and changing still in positive ways? Or am I going to just wear things that fit me now, you know? And I think that that is such an important message for women, of just like, our bodies are going to change. Our weight's going to fluctuate throughout our lives. And so, yeah, dressing for who we are now, it can make such a positive impact on our mental health. And
it does. And our budget too. You brought up the point of like, oh, I paid so much money for this, or somebody gave it to me. That's another thing. Think about, would you buy it again? How much would you spend for it today if you had to buy it? Would you spend money on it if it didn't fit you? Clothing loses its value so quickly, and we put so much value into it than it actually is worth. And we just need to think of like, be grateful that it worked for you for a season and give it to somebody else that can use it. Just let it go, because it's not holding any value. It's actually just holding you back. For some reason, we feel like we buy these clothes and we work so hard for the money to buy them, and then we work so hard to keep them in our closet and don't even wear them. Let your clothes work for you. Don't keep working for your clothes.
That's so good. I had this conversation with my mom recently because she was like, oh, I feel like my clothes are out of control. And I feel that way sometimes too, even with less clothes. Clothes are really hard to manage and like find space for them in the house. Even if you don't have a lot of them, like you have to wash them and fold them and hang them back up. So the more you have that don't fit you, just the more mess and overwhelm you have in your closet that doesn't need to be there to begin with. I hope you're enjoying today's episode, but I want to take a quick break to thank the sponsors that are helping make today's show possible. Prep Dish is a longtime sponsor of the show, and I personally feel burnt out of cooking this summer. If you're feeling that meal planning fatigue as well, Prep Dish is a meal planning service that sends you an email with a meal plan, a grocery list, and prep ahead instructions every single week so that all of your meals are planned out for you. You can choose from gluten-free, paleo, and keto options, and it makes eating healthier so much easier. I love that there's no guesswork when it comes to actual mealtime each day, because as a busy mom, everyone, including myself sometimes, gets a little cranky and hangry around this time. And the last thing I want to do is be thinking up a meal idea or cooking from scratch. And Prep Dish takes a little bit of the workload off of dinner time and off your plate, because you've already bulk made much of the meals by prepping at the beginning of the week. If you're looking to cook healthier meals for your family this summer, but you also want to simplify the whole thing, definitely check out Prep Dish. The best part is that Allison, the founder, is offering listeners of With Intention a 2-week free trial. So head to prepdish.com/withintention to try it out. That's prepdish.com/withintention to try it out. I also want to thank Indeed. If hiring is part of your job, you might know that it's as much about what you say yes to as it is about what you say no to. But it sure helps when you can narrow down the list to only really great choices. So you're not choosing between good and bad, but between good and great. That's what you get with Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You post, you screen, and you interview, all on Indeed. You'll get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description, and only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications, and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy with tools like Indeed Instant Match and Indeed Skills Tests. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so that you only pay for applications that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. So if you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to update your job post at Indeed.com/intention. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/intention. Indeed.com/intention. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. I also want to thank ZocDoc. So has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor. You search and find one that looks good. You wait on hold to book an appointment. You rearrange your schedule. And when you finally go in, you find out this doctor doesn't even take your insurance. Finding the right doctor can be frustrating, but there's a solution, and that's ZocDoc. You can just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor, and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, any other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. I recently moved and relied on ZocDoc to find the right primary care physician. It's easy to use. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy, and now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/intention and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/intention. Let's get back to today's episode.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I want to talk a little bit about the process of actually like finding our style, finding the clothes that fit us now. I think that like everything we're talking about sounds really great, sounds easy to buy into, right? But I think the struggle comes when we do start to try to find our style. Like a lot of people and a lot of moms, especially whose bodies have changed, just struggle to find the styles that fit us. And actually like going and shopping and finding the clothes. So it's easy to end up with more of an excess of clothes through that process, right? So how do you kind of combat that ending up with more excess from shopping to find the right clothes? Or what is the process that I guess you have your clients go through?
That is such a good question, because I think we live in this world of, I need it right now, the instant gratification. There's so many influences on our life, like swipe up and buy this, or this is a trend, you have to have this. And it's not, there's just so much noise we need to be able to focus. But at the same time, I don't have a magic pill to give anyone and say, here's your new style. And what we really have to remember is that shopping does not give you style. Weight does not matter when it comes to style. It does not determine your style. All of these outside influences that tell us like, oh, when you lose 10 pounds, you can be stylish. Oh, if you buy this shirt, you can be stylish. Those are lies. Those are lies to get you to consume and not be intentional with what you buy. But over the last 10 years through styling, I have found a process and a method that if you do the work, then you can find your true style and cancel out that noise and be completely intentional with what you buy and add to your closet so that it fits you, it fits your style type. So the first thing we do is we go through finding what style do you like to wear. And there's a difference between loving the way something looks and having it be aesthetically pleasing to you and loving the way it looks and feels on your body. So you might love to look at boho flowy dresses, but when you put them on, you feel like frumpy potato sack, right? So figuring out your style type is step one. Determining your body shape. So knowing what kind of silhouettes your body needs to create that visual proportion. is key to buying the right pieces. And then the third step that I go through is the most overlooked, and that's dressing for your lifestyle. I just was reading something on Instagram of someone who said, my style for so long was Audrey Hepburn, but it was such a struggle because my life didn't match. She lived on a farm and she tried to dress in this very chic, sophisticated way, and it just did not mesh. And so it was such a struggle for her. And when she gave into, okay, my life is on a farm, I'm like elevated boho, it was so easy for her. Because so often we think because we live in a certain city or we follow a certain influencer, we need to dress this way. And it's just not true. You need to dress for the life you have. If you were a corporate working mom and now you're a work from home or stay at home mom, chances are you open your closet and it reflects a past version of you. We need to update those closets to reflect our current calendar. And if we're not looking at what we actually do in a day, a week, a month, a year, how are we going to shop for it intentionally? There's a difference between like going to Target, grabbing toilet paper and the $8 clearance shirt because you need it for a barbecue this weekend, or knowing like, okay, I have jean shorts that I love to wear on the weekends for events. I need like three different styles of tops to wear with that, and intentionally shopping and knowing they work for you, your lifestyle and your style type and body shape.
I love that. And I think that that's like part of the key to not ending up with excess, right? Because if we don't have a closet that is curated with things that match our lifestyle, then yeah, we're going to run to Target, run to the clearance section for every like small event we go to, even if it's just a weekend barbecue. Mm-hmm. So give me one second. What do you personally do to curate a closet that's full of clothes that make you feel confident? Like, what are steps that you personally take, or it could be steps you encourage your clients to take? I know we talked about kind of the three things that, you know, will help someone find their style, but once we know our style, what are some things that we can do to curate that style, if that makes sense?
Sure.
Or curate the closet, I should say.
Yeah, I have for clients, I have a course and a membership that goes through all of these steps and like gives you a checklist. But if you aren't in that and you want to take one actionable step today, I would say to look at these three things. Like, what do you love to wear? What fits your body shape? What are you doing with the majority of your life? Like, what's the number one place you spend your time? Is it at home? Is it in an office? Is it outside? Figure that part out and then buy one outfit for that priority in your life. One really great pair of jeans that makes you just feel like you're on top of the world, makes your booty look good, makes your stomach feel pulled in. Find a shirt that you just love and then try a style tip with it. Like, do a half tuck or a full tuck or not the t-shirt. Add a really cute accessory that makes you feel like you, not something that's necessarily trendy or that you saw on Instagram or Pinterest or something, but something that you just like, you put it on and it just brings out the best in you. Grab a pair of shoes and make sure they're comfortable and they work for what you're doing. And I want you to see the difference, really notate the difference in how you feel in that one outfit that you know you could get a lot of wear out of because that's where you spend most of your time versus the days when you just put something on that quote unquote works. Something frumpy. It takes just as much time to put on a cute outfit as it does to put on a frumpy outfit, as long as you're intentional with it and you've curated these outfits ahead of time and put in the work. All you have to do is put it on and it fits. And you will probably notice you have more energy, more motivation. You flirt with your spouse more. You have more joy with your children. You get out of the house. You get in the photo. And I know it sounds maybe a little bit too simple again, because it's just one outfit, but I promise it will impact your day and your week so much more than you ever imagined.
Yeah. And then, you know, you could use that that template of that outfit that you bought to eventually buy similar things. And I love that tip to just buy one, because I think when we think, okay, I think I found my style. I think I figured out, you know, what colors and what kind of style is going to fit my body. And I think this works for my lifestyle. So I don't like anything in my closet right now, so I'm just going to go and overhaul it and buy all the things. And then you know, what if that doesn't work? Yep. Yeah. So kind of just like living in it, living in one outfit first, and then kind of adding slowly from there to things that maybe can work together. That's so good. So where can, before I forget to ask this later, because I do want to ask you one more thing related to style, but before I forget, where can listeners find your course and your website and everything you offer?
Everything should be linked on Instagram, which is where I hang out the most. So if you go to my profile, it'll show the course, and I have a lot of free content like a style guide and a body shape, so you can find your body shape, a style quiz. So you can get some of these answers quick, and I offer them for free, but it's all linked. It's at @JamieBaker_, and it looks like Jamie, J-A-M-M-I-E, Baker underscore on Instagram.
Thank you. And we'll link your Instagram in the show notes as well, so it will be easy to find. Okay, so one more thing I want to talk about is our current season, which is summer. Because I think for most of us, or at least many of us, I mean, I love summer. I love transitioning from pants to shorts just because, like, I am temperature sensitive. But at the same time, it's the confidence piece was missing for me for a lot of years. I know that that is a struggle. So a lot of us struggle to wear the shorts. A lot of us struggle to wear a dress. Like that was a struggle for me. Or just like things that are comfortable in the summer, whoever you are, you don't have to wear shorts and dresses in the summer, but you know what I mean? I just think this is, you know, bathing suits are an issue. So when it comes to getting dressed, I feel like this is the hardest season for many of us. So can you give us some tips just with getting started, with feeling more confident, or wardrobe for the summer, anything like that for the current season?
Yes, you nailed it. Summer really is the hardest. I think so many, especially moms, they just settle for athleisure, and not even like elevated athleisure, just whatever they were gonna maybe work out in or clean the house in because it fits. It's hot out. I don't wanna mess with it. I don't know how to put these outfits together, so I'm just gonna wear these running shorts and this big t-shirt, right? Because shorts are hard, like you said, swimsuits are hard, but there are ways, when you really do the work and know your body shape and know what you like wearing and put some intention into shopping and not just grabbing what someone says you should grab at Old Navy or Target, you can find shorts that really work for you. And my biggest tip for shorts is to look for denim shorts that have 2% elastane in them, high rise, because the stomach area, if that's something that bothers you, a high-rise 4-inch short with stretch. So no denim underwear, at least for me. I like the 4-inch because it gives you enough length without being the Bermuda and not being too short like denim underwear. It's like the perfect mix of denim short. If you can find one with those qualities, you're probably going to like them a lot better than just randomly grabbing something from a rack somewhere that was on sale. And I would also say bathing suits, they're so hard, but you're going to get what you pay for. If you buy a swimsuit from Target and you're confident, that's awesome. For me, that doesn't work, especially like after breastfeeding in a C-section. I need one that holds me in the right places. So if you have a larger cup size, shop by cup size, not by like small, medium, large. And if you have an issue where you don't want to show your stomach, look for a more compression swimsuit, high rise. Like there are ways around dressing your body where it is, as long as you're intentional about finding those pieces. And you mentioned dresses, which I totally get. You've got this like flowy dress, but unlike high rise jeans, there's nothing making you feel like a little bit compressed. I love the Sphinx undetectable underwear. They're not like sausage casing where you feel like you can't breathe in the typical Sphinx that you would wear to an event. They're just regular everyday underwear with just enough that makes you feel held in. But for summer, if anyone can relate to me, I have like the chub rub on the thighs. I like to wear a bike short underneath. So it's not like, again, not like a Sphinx, but you're not buying, but it's not just regular underwear or, I don't know, they have like deodorant type sticks to rub on your legs. I can't mess with all of that. One, that's awkward. Two, how long does it last if I'm out all day? Like, sorry, I gotta go put deodorant on my legs. I'll be right back. Just get the 4-inch bike shorts. You can get them at like Target's, Dick's Sporting Goods, Lululemon. They They give you just enough compression. And then if you bend over chasing your toddler, you're not showing everybody the goods. They're like my summer secret for getting dressed in dresses.
That's such a good tip. And I mean, I know that I always put shorts under my toddler's dress because I don't want people to see, you know, her underwear. She's rolling over. She's like rolling around, of course. But yeah, that's such a good tip for moms too, because we're often bending over chasing our toddlers. And yeah, I just love all those tips. I think that's perfect for the summer. I think quality does go over quantity, of course, for always, but like especially in the summer with bathing suits, like you don't need a ton of them. But if you can invest in like one or two good ones, depending on how often you're in the water, it's going to make all the difference. Another thing too, I just wanted to put out there is this summer, I found like the best thrift shop ever near me. And I frequented that a lot because they have really great brands and they have a lot of options. And so I've been able to find, you know, a really great pair of Madewell shorts that were comfortable and fit me well and some other things. So I had a lot of dresses I had to buy for weddings and stuff, and I found those there. So that's always an option to look for as well. I always love to throw that out there because I love thrift shopping.
No, that's the thing. You don't have to buy just because if you don't have a big budget, it doesn't mean you have to settle for things that aren't quality. You probably got the Madewell shorts for the same price you could have gone to Target, right? But they feel so good. So when you're intentional about your shopping, it's just going to make your life so much easier and less frustrating getting dressed every day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I probably got them for less than I would pay at Target. You know,
that's amazing.
It is. It's great. But not everyone has the greatest thrift store ever near them. I'm just so lucky.
We all need to come visit you.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I have loved this conversation. It's been so helpful for me to hear. I know it's going to be so helpful for everyone who's listening to hear, and definitely directing them your way to your Instagram to just find more, because I feel like we could talk about this for so long. But before we do end our conversation, I have two questions I like to ask every guest. The first one is, this podcast is called With Intention. So I want to know, you know, we talked about style with intention. So that is probably one of them for you, but and like shopping with intention. But what is something that you do kind of on a daily basis or just like regularly in your life to live with intention in your everyday life?
A morning routine. I cannot live, which I know you're a stickler for. I cannot live without a morning routine. It's my time of day. I know it's hard as a mom to fit that in, but I think it is game changing, especially when being a mom. I would just be a stress ball of chaos if I didn't have my morning routine.
Yeah, I love it. I love that answer, of course, because I feel the same way. And I've experienced it this year sometimes, just like transitioning to a full-time job and everything. There were some days where I slept in and I was like, this is awful. So I can vouch for the opposite of it as well. And then my last question is, what is something that you're loving right now? It can be anything, a show, a book, anything.
Okay, this is super random. My husband and I love to binge watch older shows. And I love the actor Simon Baker. So we are currently, especially because I'm a grandma right now and like go to bed at 7 because I'm so pregnant. We're currently binging The Mentalist with Simon Baker. It's so old and super cheesy, but we love it.
I have never watched that. So where do you watch it?
On Prime, I think.
Okay.
On Prime.
Okay. We always need a new show around here. At least we do right now. I shouldn't say we always do, but we don't have one. So maybe we'll look into it.
Yeah. I like the older ones. I know they're cheesy, but they're just so easy to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are due next week, you said. So this is actually going to be coming out a couple days after we record. So it will still be next week when you're due.
Oh,
so
wow.
Congrats. I wanted to say congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. But thank you so much again for all of your tips and just all of your knowledge. I can't wait to, well, I already have, but I can't wait to kind of like binge more of your Instagram content. And I'm sure so many that are listening right now will. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a fun conversation.
I hope that you loved today's episode. And I want to, of course, end with a challenge. Reminder, since I haven't talked to you in a month, reminder that I do these challenges for fun. I like to think of an actionable step after the conversation that we either have solo or conversation that I have with a guest, I like to think about an actionable next step. And I like to share it with you. Take it or leave it if it applies to you or not. But today's challenge is just to go to your closet and assess. Think about it. You don't even have to go to it. You know how your closet makes you feel. Is it full of clothes that don't make you feel good? Is it full of clothes that don't fit your body right now? Is it curated well? Do you kind of have this thing down already? I just want you to kind of do that assessment for yourself. And if you are in the place where you're not loving the clothes that you have, you are maybe in summertime right now and just feeling not confident with the choices that you have, I want to challenge you to take that first step that Jamie gave us in this episode and find one outfit. But just find one outfit that fits your lifestyle, fits your body type, fits something obviously that you like and want to wear, and go from there. I know you might be thinking, it's just clothes, what's the big deal, or I don't want to spend my money on this, but I think it's so much more than clothes. How we dress can often determine how productive we are, or what we do with our day, or just how we feel about ourselves, and I think that obviously that's so important. So I hope that you take action with this episode, and I hope it gives you some encouragement to approach this summer or whatever season you're in right now while you're listening with confidence. That is all for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, if it was helpful to you in any way, like I say in every episode, just share it with a friend. You can text it to them or share it with lots of friends. Share it on Instagram, share it on social media somewhere. I appreciate that when you do that so much. It just invites more women into this community, which of course I am grateful for. I am always grateful for you for being here and listening in, and I look forward to talking to you right back here again next week.